Thursday, the 8th of July, Kof Vov Tammuz, Rabbi David Eisenberg. Do you have a light?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to be back in Northwest London. Can be able to share some words here in Torah Way. And I was thinking that certain shilas, especially when I was in Eretz Yisrael, these shilas would always come up. And you never got a clear psak on some of these things. So, for example, 2 days Yom Tov. You keep 2 days Yom Tov, 1.5 days, only 1 day Yom Tov. So, in those days, I always used to say, well, if you want to keep 1 day, the best place to go is Rav Moshe Habershtam, because he'll always pass in 1 day. And if you want to keep 2 days, you go to Rav Chaim Mincha Scheinberg. And there's a lot of shilas like that, and one of the shilas I'd like to speak about today is that shila. And the shila is, if you're eating out on Friday night, you've been invited for Friday night, by your in-laws, by friends, whoever it might be, where do you light? Do you light at home, if you're going home, or do you light at your shvayah's house? And even if you're sleeping there, you'll see there's also shaylas exactly about where to light. So in order to be able to answer this question, you really have to go back to the yesoidus, to the reasons behind hadlokas neiros, and when you understand the reason behind hadlokas neiros, then you can start appreciating where the shaylah comes from. So start like this. The Gemara, and Daf Chof Dalad on the base brings the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, you cannot light with this itron, which is soilus of zephyrs or some kind of tar. You cannot light with it for hadlokas neiros on Friday night. So the Gemara says, my time, or what's the reason? Has a bad smell. Sorry, this is Gemara Shabbos, Chof Heim base. Sorry. So Gemara says, since it has a bad smell, so Rava says, if it has a bad smell, he's going to sit there, and he's going to be bothered by the odor of his neiros, and Shema Yishkach V'yetz is going to go out. So Shema Yanichen V'yetz, he's going to leave because he'll be bothered. Omale Abaye V'yetz, somebody said, big deal, so let him go out. What's the difference? Omale Shani Oimer Hadlogas Neir B'Shabbos Choyvo. I say that Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is a choiva, is a chiv. What is this chiv? So Rashi says, what's the choiva? It's Kovet Shabbos, it's Kovet Shabbos. She'ein Suda Chashuva, Ele Bavokim Oren. Kein Yomamo, Perek Basri Yuma. A Choshuva Suda will always have lights. You know, nowadays you go to restaurants, they try to dim the lights as much so you can't see how small the portions are that they're really giving you. But most people, if you come to their dining room, the best lighting in the house is in their dining room. You have spotlights, and you have wall lights, and you have a big chandelier, because there's a certain chashivus to the place where you eat, and you like to have very good lighting in that place. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos points out that hadlokas ner shabbos choivos, the Tosfos pirush, what does that mean? B'mokim suda. The choiva is for it to be b'mokim suda. As he points out, we all know the Mishnah, for three things women die at the time of birth, and the Gemara explains why. And one of them is Hadlokas HaNer. So says Tosfos, if a woman is in mortal danger, if a woman is going to die because of Hadlokas HaNer B'Shas Leida, can't just be a mimic. It's a chiyuv. About it's a chiyuv. So what does Gemara mean, Hadlokas HaNer B'Shas Choyva? What he must mean is Hadlokas HaNer B'Shabbos is a chiyuv in the place where you're eating. Why? Because it's an oineg to eat in a mokem haner. So we have over here already Kovet Shabbos according to Rashi, and oineg Shabbos according to Tosfos. It's Tosfos Diva Masla Hadlokas HaNer Shabbos Choyva, Anchof Heyomet Beis in Shabbos. There's a third Gemara, the Gemara and Daschof Gimel on the Beis in Shabbos as well. Omar Rava says, Pshitali, it's poshut, ner beisoy v'ner chanukah, what's the halacha? Ner beisoy odif. If you have the choice, you don't have enough money to buy neiros for chanukah, and to buy neiros for Friday night, so what should you do? You should buy neiros for Friday night. Why? Mishum shloim beisoy, because of shalom bais. And similarly, ner beisoy v'kiddush hayoyim, if you have an option, you can either buy ner for your house, or buy Kiddush, what should you buy? Ner beisoy odif mishum shloim beisoy. Which is not exactly the same as what we said before, Kovin and Oynik. Shalom Abai seems to be something else. But the Aruch HaShulchan seems to point out that that's also an Indian of Oynik. What's the Indian of Shalom Bais? if you're going to be stumbling all over the place, not going to be a nair in the house, you're going to walk around, and you forgot to put on the nairs, and one of your kids left a piece of Lego on the floor, and you stepped on it, and now your feet are hurting, and then you trip on his car, and you trip on this, and trip on that, so you're going to be upset. You're also going to be upset not being able to see where you're going or what you're doing. So therefore, there's an inyan of shalom bayis, which fits under the category of oinig. There's an inyan of shalom bayis to light nairs Friday night. The Rambam seems to pass on both of these things. If you look in Rambam in Perek Hey, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam there says, Hadlokas Ner Shabbos is not a reshus which you can just decide. But it's not a mitzvah as well that you don't have to run after like Mikil Shidayim. You don't have to wash your hands. Because if you decide not to eat bread, you don't have to wash your hands. Of course, if you do decide to eat bread, you'll have to do it. But it's not something that you can't avoid. There's a mitzvah which is a choyva that you have to do. You cannot avoid this mitzvah. And Echad Anoshim, Echad Anoshim Chayovin, Liyos Bebotein, Ner Dolot B'Shabbos. Men and women, everybody have a chiyuv to have a light in the house on Shabbos. And even if you don't have anything to eat, Shoyal Al HaPsochim V'Lekeach Shemen U'Madlik Es HaNer Shezeh B'Chlal Oynik Shabbos. Asking the Rambam over here. The reason for having a ner is because of Oynik Shabbos. Meidoch. The Rambam in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos in Halacha Hey says over here the halachas of Kavod Shabbos. So he tells you, Masad Adam Shulchan Aver Shabbos, you should set up your table before Shabbos. Ve'ava Bishayin Etzarcha the Kizayis. Even if you only need to eat the Kizayis, you should set it up early and should be set up nicely. And Masad Shulchan Aver Moitzoy Shabbos the same way. And then he moves on. Ve'tzarich Lesakin Beisim Ibeoid Yoim Bnei Kavod Shabbos. You have to fix up your house before Shabbos because of Kavod Shabbos. Ve'yir Ner Doluk. What's the Kavod Shabbos over here? You should have a ner that's lit, and Shulchan Aruch, a table that's set, Umitra Mutzas, and a bed that's made. You call Elul Kavod Shabbos. These are what? Le Kavod Shabbos. So every other Rambam says, on the one hand he says Oynik Shabbos, and the other says Kavod Shabbos. So what's going on? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that really, as far as the mitzvah of Adlokas and Eres, Shaddai Yisnu. This is the Aruch HaShulchan, Reish Tamach Gimel Beis. As far as the mitzvah of Halakas Ner Shabbos, there's two things. There's one thing which is the kavod, which is lighting where you're eating. As well as any other place where you're not eating, there's a din of Oynik Shabbos, because you still want to be able to see what you're doing. So therefore the Aruch HaShulchan says there's no steer over here in the Rambam, because there's two din. There's a din of kavod Shabbos where you're lighting, and there's a din of Oynik Shabbos everywhere else in the house. Reb Chaim and his Kisvei HaRambam in the Hosafos in the back, he also asked the stira, but he comes at it from a different angle. He says that the mashmos in Halacha Hey is that you have to have the ner dolt before Shabbos, because that is part of Kavod Shabbos, that when Shabbos comes in there should be a light lit. Whereas in Halacha, in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, very strongly about Oynik Shabbos, that means Friday night. So says Reb Chaim that there's also two dinim. There's a din of Kavod Shabbos, which is from Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, you should light neiros. And to add to that, there's also a din of Oynik Shabbos, which is Friday night. And he says, Lu Yitzu, you could come up with a case where the light was not lit Friday afternoon, and somehow you were able to light this light on Shabbos, then you'd be mekayim the din of Oynik Shabbos, because when you sit down to your Suda, you'd be eating with the light. Whereas the din of Kavod Shabbos, you weren't mekayim, because at the time when Shabbos came in, you were not mekayim Shabbos by lighting these lights. That's the background. Just one more nekuda in this, is that even though the Rambam says, and Halacha is that Echad Anoshim, Echad Noshim are chayiv in this mitzvah, the minig is that the women light, the men prepare the lights, and the women light it. Different reasons given for that. And the woman is moitzi the whole house with her bracha. So the woman lights in the dining room normally, where you eat, because as we saw, that's the one of the choivas is to light where you eat. And then even though the husband's job usually is to run around the whole house and to set all the Shabbos clocks and to make sure that the light in the bathroom's on and this light and that light, which are also part of the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, because the mitzvah of Shalom Bayis and the mitzvah of Oynik, nevertheless, it's the woman who lights over there by the dining room table, and her lighting is going to be good for everybody else. And that's why the husband doesn't make a bracha when he lights. So now the question becomes, what happens when you eat out? You've been invited out, and I'm going to talk now specifically about married couples. I think Bochum is another whole shmuz. As always, Bochum are a different bria. So, I hope nobody takes offense to that. So, you've been invited out by your shver. And he says, look, live far away, come, you sleep by us Friday night. So now you're sleeping in somebody's house, either by your shver, somebody else who invited you, and you have two options. You could either light in the dining room, as we've mentioned before, or there's still another option. You could light in your own room, because there's a din of Einik Shabbos, a din of Shalom Bayis, and for that you could also make a bracha. So the question becomes, where should you light? Should you light in the dining room next to where the balabusta lights, which seems to be the minhag, or should you light in your own room, in the room where you're sleeping in? So, to add to that, there's a Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel Seif Ches. And then Shulchan Aruch speaks about Beiser Gimel Balabatim. What happens if you have two or three Balabatim, Oichem and Mochem Echad, that eat in together in one place, as is what we've mentioned before? Yesh Oimrim, says the Shulchan Aruch, that Shekol Echem Mavarach Ala Menor Shaloi, everybody can make their own bracha on their neighbors. V'yesh Megam Gimel Dover. But there are some people that are not so happy with that. The nochin nizar besafik brachas v'leivarech ela echon. And therefore, since it's a safik brachas, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that only one person should make a bracha. Can't have everybody making a bracha in the same area. Therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you were invited to somebody's house and you'd be lighting together with them in their dining room, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha, because they're making a bracha, they're yotze already with their bracha, and only one person makes a bracha. The Rama argues, "Aval onu ein naigin kain." We are not naig like this. The Rama holds that you could make your own bracha. And to add to that, just parenthetically, when I spoke to somebody about this, one of the rabbonim in Manchester, he told me, "There's another problem normally. What are you telling me? That if you have two or three people that are together in one dining room, so if they're all going to light, you're not going to have oinik Shabbos from these lights." Says, but nowadays you have electric lights. So when you light your candles, and your candles add bichlal to your ambiance of Shabbos, they don't add anything to the oinig of Shabbos. It's not that if you add those candles, now you can see. Until you add those candles, you couldn't see. So since those candles are not really adding to the light either, it seems that we're noyig like this Ramo. Except for some people, there are some people that are noyig to turn off their lights in the dining room, right before they light their neiris. Turn off the lights, turn on the lights with kavona, that this should be the kovod Shabbos. Then they go to the neiris, they make the bracha, and they light their neiris. But most people don't do that. So it seems that we are soimech on this, that even though we do have light, we can still make another bracha. So, if you had wanted to light in the dining room, you could light in the dining room. But I saw, brought down by certain Sfarim, that they just think it's better sometimes to light in your own room. Because why get yourself into a question of Safik Bracha if you could just light in your own room? What will you have to do if you light in your own room? If you light in your own room, you can make your own bracha for sure over there, because that's your makom. And you're allowed to be mechayiv yourself another bracha, because you don't want to be yotze the neiris of the lady of the house. You don't want your shmiga to be yotze your family with neiris. You want to make your own neiris. So you can make your own bracha, and you can light in your own room. And if you do that, so then you'll have to do one of two things. Either the lights will have to still be on when you come, when you finish the suda, and then you can use those lights for something, and you get some kind of oinig out of those lights. Alternatively, you'll sit down by those lights and you'll eat something by them. And if you even eat just a piece of cake by them, Sir Rafal says that's also Medina Oinik Shabbos. So even though it's light enough that you wouldn't really need those lights, but if you use those lights as adding or for your eating, you can still make a bracha on those lights. So therefore, again, if you're eating out and you've been invited out, there seems to be two ways of going about it. Either lighting in the dining room, which seems to be a prevalent minhag, or if you want to be very machmir and be careful about suffering brachas, then you can light in your own room where you're sleeping. Just to add in that the Aruch HaShulchan says, and the Shmir Shavas Yochosu brings this in Perek Mem Hei, Ha'ora Lamed Hei, he brings the Aruch HaShulchan that says that this whole machlok is between the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah is only where you're lining at different times. So you're lining a bit earlier, and then somebody, another family member lights a bit later. So then you've already lit, and now you're already making the din of Kavod Shabbos over here next to the table. So they can't come 5 minutes later and be making another din of Kavod Shabbos. But if the whole family lights together, not simultaneously, but as long as they're lighting in one go, then the Aruch HaShulchan holds that even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that you'd be allowed to make a bracha on your own lights. That's if you're staying at somebody's house. What happens if you're just eating there Friday night, and then you're going to be going home? This happens very often. You're just invited down the road for a neighbor. So again, there we have two options. What are the two options? Either light by the host, or you can light at home. What are the tzadim? On the one hand, you say, well, look, light by the host, because there you have Kavod Shabbos, because it's where you're eating. And there's an Oynet Shabbos as well, because you're eating by those lights, and that's part of Oynet Shabbos as well, to be able to see better what you're eating, or to enjoy your Suda better. So on the one hand, it's a chashuv thing to be lighting by your host. Others say that, no, where is your Mokum Kvitz? Where are you really based? Are you based at your host's house? About it not. You're really based at home. Just happens to be that for tonight, you'll be eating out Friday night, but you're coming right back home. So others said that that's preferable. What do you need to do in such a case, if you're going to light at home? So in such a case, you'll need to have hanor from the neighbors, because you can't just light and leave. The Shulchan Aruch that says, in Reish Lamech Gimel Sif Tes, Hamadlikim Mezovies Habayis, people who light in the corners of the house, v'oichlim bechotzer, and then they go out to the chotzer and they eat in the chotzer. Im ein anes arukos shedoykos ad alayla have a bracha levatola. If the neiros aren't long enough that they're going to light till at night, there's a bracha levatola, because you didn't eat by the lights, so you can't say that I've now been yoyf the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And what are you going to say? No, but I'm going to come home, and then I'm going to be able to use those lights to have hanor from them. But that's all when it turns night and the lights are still on. But if by the time it turns night, the lights will be off already, so you're not going to get any hanor from the lights tonight. And you're not going to be eating by the lights before it turns night. So what have you done? You've lit nairs and you walked out. You just light nairs and walk out. You need to have some form of hanor from them. So there's a few things you can do. Again, either you could let the lights stay on, you add enough oil, or you pick bigger candles, and they'll be on long enough for you to be able to come back, so that when you come home, you can then have hanor from those lights. Alternatively, you can get hanor from the lights before you leave. How would you do that? So it's pointed out by the Magen Avraham and others, I heard this from a person in Eretz Yisrael as well, that if you're going to be leaving the house, and you don't think the lights will be on by the time you come home, so what you can do is you can close the blinds and close the curtains, thereby shutting out all the light from the outside. Once you shut out all the light from the outside, now the nairs have become necessary. Now you can get hanor from the nairs. You can sit by an open window and say, oh, I needed those nairs to be able to read. That you can't do. But if you're going to shut out the outside light and then use those neiros for hanor, then you can light neiros, have hanor now before you go to whoever's house it is that you were invited by. You had a bit of hanor, so now it's not bracha l'atolo. And now it doesn't matter. You can even come home and the lights will be out, but you've already had hanor from those neiros.
It's even before the husband's been mekabel Shabbos.
Yeah, it's even before the husband, because the woman's been mekabel Shabbos with that, and she's now used those lights for her Oynik Shabbos, so she's now got the purpose out of those lights as well. Yes, sorry?
Electric lights.
What about electric lights? Yeah, so maybe in such a case, it would be better to turn off the electric lights, then turn them on, and then to light your lights. Because then you can include your electric lights in your Adlogus Ner Shabbos, And once you can include your electric nights in Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, so then you definitely can say that I've had enough of it. Sorry? After what? And therefore? No. So that's why it's important, 100%. The electric light has to come first. If you want to do that with electric light, what you have to do is you have to turn off the electric light and then turn it on again, the Kovet Shabbos, then light your Ners, and then make your bracha. The electric light always has to come first.
If you're not there anyway, you can make a Shabbos call.
They should go on and then keep your light off. Okay, you can do that. You can do that as well. Yeah, 100%. You could do that. Yeah.
It seems the reality of the situation today is different because the lights are simply used to be with Kabbalah Shabbos, they don't not use the light per se.
Right.
It's an extra dimension.
Which is true. There are some, but
in which case most of us fall away.
But there's a Kabbalah Shabbos. There is a Kabbalah Shabbos. There is a certain ambience. Yeah.
There's
not
only
the
lighting of the room, but it certainly has the ambience
there. That it will. And in the Kabbalah Shabbos, that din of Kabbalah Shabbos, you can still be here too. But if you're not eating in, then you don't have the ambience. Unless you say, well, then as the ambiance, just the fact that I lit Neiris. No, but the ambiance that seems from the from Rashi that the ambiance is not stamina ambiance, but it's a cover to eat in a place where it's very lit up or where there's candles. But if you're not eating there, you can't use that svar. Yes. Yeah, so that's what somebody mentioned. So maybe it's better either to turn off the light, or to sit very close to the nearest, and then to get on off in the nearest that way.
When you eat, you have a lure from the light from the way you are lighted.
Yeah.
So somewhere you have a.
Yeah, but that's not the nearest that you made a bracha on. You made a bracha on your nearest at home. You can't make a bracha on your nearest at home and get hanah from lights where you're eating.
Not just eating. The one way to bracha that's enough just to share some of before.
Somebody has to have enough from it. It doesn't have to be the lady. If the lady has to rush out and the husband stays behind and has enough in the lights, it's also fine because echad anoshim, echad anoshim achayv in hadlokas neiros. As long as somebody had enough.
He gets enough from knowing that his wife is lit candles.
Yeah, that's already very longish.
The actual light situation is different today.
Yeah, that is true. There are certain poskim that hold that you have to turn off the light, but I don't think we're not annoyed like that. I guess we have to be soymechan this Rashi of the fact that once you're in there, it adds to the ambiance, the fact that you have your nearest light lit over there.
I actually walked in this once in someone's house with the balabus, and the wife actually forgot to light the candles. You should have seen the husband's face.
Both of them. Both of them. There's a very.
There's actually what the person said just now. There's actually.
Yeah. 100%. Which leaves us one more problem, and that is the question of. So let's just summarize what we said before. So you have two options. You can either light where you're eating by your host, or you could light at home. And we discussed the merits of both options. We will come back for a psak, hopefully, at one point. So at least one more problem, which is very often you'll be invited somewhere Friday night, but it's far away. You're not going to be able to light neiros at home if you want to light neiros at home. Then walk there and walk back. It'll take you an hour to walk there and an hour to walk back. So one way, no, you'll manage one way, but you don't want to have to walk both ways. But you want to light at home. So what can you do in such a case? Fine. So you can make a t'nai. So that's the question. So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nabach Gimel Sif Yud says, the Bahag says, Kim Shidlik Nesha Shabbos, Cholol of Shabbos, V'nesa B'malocha. He speaks about how do you drop the match. What do you do? You have a match that's lit. You're already in Mekabel Shabbos at Adokas Neres. How can you be Mekabel that match now? In Isra Kibbo, your Shabbos. Okay, it's a Melocha Shem Tzicha Legufa, and if you drop it, so you can be, pardon? No, it seems that he says, Kim Shidlik Nesha Shabbos, Cholol of Shabbos. The Hadlocha itself.
Without the
Brocha. The Brocha itself also seems to be. Well, we'll get back to that as well. But that's what he says, that the hadlok of Ner Shabbos asks you in doing malacha. So therefore, some noshim mashlichos la'as ha'psilo shebiyodan, they throw it down, ve'em ha'chabasoy, and they don't put it out. Yeshayim im sam seishim, tasne koyim shidliko, she'enim ha'kabel Shabbos, ad she'yoyim ha'chazen bochum moyim. Some say you can make a t'nai, I don't make Kabbalah Shabbos until the Chazan says Baruch Hu, and that's fine. The Yesh Oymim She'ein Omer, some say that it won't work. And Yesh Chalkin Abal Alachas G'dayos Bechalal on the whole Inyan, and you never make Kabbalah Shabbos through lighting the lights anyway. Zogt der Amor, wer minol shoy se ish amad lekes mekabel shabbos bad loko, shiz mekabel shabbos bad loko, im loy she tas ne trilo, wer fil tnai belev sagi. Unless you make a tnai, so as was mentioned before, maybe you can make a tnai, and if you make a tnai, so what she's going to do, she's going to light at home and put in enough oil that even when she comes back, there'll be mokim to have oynig or hanof from these lights. And then she's going to make a tnai while she's lighting, I don't want him in mekabel shabbos, either bepeh, or even believe sagi, it's even enough to think that I want to now drive to my shver's house an hour down the road, and then it should be mutter. But it would seem so simple. Just the Mishnah Brura brings the Magen Avraham, the Magen and Mishnah Brura Sivkotin Mandalit and Reish Samachim Sivkotin Mandalit. Ve'ein lahasnois ki im letzorich. You shouldn't make a tnai unless it's a tzorech me'achash yesh cholkin, because since there's a machlokes rishonim whether or not you can make this tnai, so therefore unless it's a tzorech you shouldn't make the tnai. And the raya that he brings is from Sivhei. In Sivhei there's a whole question, what should she do? Should she make the bracha first and then light, or light and make the bracha first as we do? And if you make the bracha first and then you light, it would be better because it's oyvel asiyasa. But the problem with that is that they say if you made a bracha, the bracha already is a kabbalah Shabbos, and once you're mekabel Shabbos already, are you making a bracha? How are you going to light the neiros? So therefore, you should light the neiros, cover your eyes in order not to get any hanah from the neiros, which is why the women cover their eyes, and then they make the bracha, and then when they open their eyes, that's keilu it was oyvel asiyasa. That's the psak. So says the Magen Avraham, I have a very good raya from over here that you can't make a tnai. Why did we have to get into this whole trouble? Let the woman say before she lights, I'm going to now make a bracha, but I'm not mekabel Shabbos yet until after I light. So she's made a tnai, she's not mekabel Shabbos. Then she can make a bracha, lahadik neshel Shabbos. She wasn't mekabel Shabbos. Light her neiros, and then she's fine. And then she's had the bracha over lasiyosa. She's not had the problem of Kabbalah Shabbos, and everything's fine. Says the Magen Avraham, what you see from over here is if the Ramon never suggested such an Eitzah, if the Shulchan Aruch never suggested to get out of it in that way, must be that getting out of it in such a way is not really the best way of going about things. We'd rather not have to get out of it that way. We'd rather not make a tnai. Unless there's a real tzarech, something that's very, very important, okay, then you can make a tnai. But under normal circumstances, you should not make a tnai. Therefore, I spoke to a rabbi in Manchester who told me one psak, and I spoke to Rabbi Chaim Halpern yesterday, I met him at Mincha, and he said a different psak. So that's why I'm saying, you know, in the end of the day, you'll have to go and ask your rabbi and see what he says. A rabbi in Manchester told me yesterday when I spoke to him that it's better to make a tnai. I'm sorry, it's better to light at home. That the ikur place the mokhin kibbutz at home, that's where you should light. But if that will result in making a tnai, then it's better to light at your host. Because as we said, we brought a raya that you can light at home and you can be yotzei mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, because if you light at home, you have oynig Shabbos. If you're going to light where you eat, you're also going to be yotzei mitzvah of Lokas Neros for Kavod Shabbos. So you could really make the bracha in either place, as long as you get hana from the Neros in one place or another. And therefore, he says, if your mokum kavius is at home, light at home. But if you're going to have to make a tnai and go against this Magen Avraham, which is really only the mokum tzarech, so you're better off lighting by your host. Take a car there before and light by your host. And then you'll make the bracha over there. Whereas Reb Chaim said to me, because of this issue of tnai, he tells people that you should always light by the host. He doesn't want to get, he tries to get people out of this whole question of tnai in the first place. You should always light by your host. You're eating there, there's an Indian of Kavod Shabbos, there's an Indian of Oynig Shabbos, and the emes is, you know, as we saw now with the reasons, Elu Elu Divrei Kim Chaim, whatever you do, you're going to be yotze your mitzvah of Alokas Neros. So ask a rov, is it better to light at home? You can light at home. There's definitely good sivus to light at home as long as you use the lights over there. If you want to light by a balabais, you can light by the balabais. Of course, if you light at the same time as the balabos, that's better, because then you can get out of the suffix brachas according to Aruch HaShulchan. But either way, you're going to be knowing yourself, you'll have a light for Shabbos.